And you know, when we think about everybody here has got a place at the table, that is not an easy thing to do. And in these days where there's so much confusion and so many things going on, and we all having our own battles that we have to deal with, we have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We have to be willing to be itchy and you know, feel like things are happening, because that's just the truth of the matter. And when you think about how the work has just begun, and how do you ground yourself to be willing to do that work? You know, I think about people who have inspired me and who were in a situation where they had to figure out how to stay connected and hold on to themselves in really adverse conditions. And you know, when the story that Doug told about how that Vasilisa understood that that daily ritual of treating, of focus on that, on the doll, and having that connection and making a ritual. This is how all folks get through things. You think about Nelson Mandela. If he had not had a ritual of going inside and reaffirming what his work was every day, and that whole place of meditation and all of that, he had all of that. Dr. King, that ritual of sitting in a place with all of your fears, with all of your doubts, and taking space to allow those feelings and those things to be there. It's part of that ritual about coming back to your center all the time. Everybody has that. And in these days, we have to come back to the center that is ourselves. And in the Gullah tradition, that's what you see those sticks back there. Part of the tradition in their way of coming back to themselves was within the rhythm. And we have all of that. So this is what the rhythm sounds like. And so this rhythm is part of the Gullah South Sea Islands of the United States. And these folks were stolen from around Sierra Leone and thrown into the holds of ships. And they came from different places, and they spoke many different languages and dialects. So the people created a common language. They created common ritual so that all the people could be connected to each other. And they created that common language, and you're doing the same thing in your congregation, that you have to create a common language that everyone feels connected to. And so with the Gullah people who were enslaved, this rhythm was their common, one of their common languages. And whenever they would feel like they were disconnected from themselves, someone would start a song with this rhythm in there. And in this tradition, it's always call and response. That's a way for people to be connected. So this was part of their ritual of staying connected to each other. And when they would hear this rhythm, all of a sudden everyone was focused, intentional. That's why in so many movements you have song, because it automatically is a universal language. And so when the people would hear this rhythm and the songs would start, they knew that they were not alone. They knew that they were among people who knew their stories, who knew who they were. They had a common language, a common intention. So that rhythm was there. would bring to themselves, not unlike Vasilisa's talking with her doll each evening. So when the people heard this rhythm, they knew that contained within that rhythm was a conduit of freedom. And so they may be all day in the fields, bent over, hunched over, working in the hot sun, but they would hear this rhythm and it would make them stand. It would make them understand that this might be their physical body, but they knew that they were going to be free. So we know that Dr. King sitting in that cell many times, having to go back to what he knew was the truth, and that that truth was worth fighting for and dying, because he knew that his work had just begun. A lot of folks, when the election went the way that it went this time, breathed a sigh of relief. But the thing is, we won that battle, not the war. So the work has just begun. Now, if you want to clap with me, you can. Clap, clap. So you can imagine the people hearing this rhythm, and they would be dancing with it, and there would be songs. And they would be stomping their feet, and there would be people clapping. And they'd be thinking about where they were going in terms of freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Always remembering that the work has just begun, that the road to freedom and connection and liberation is a long one. So, family, in this new year, we have to decide and make a commitment to be uncomfortable, to feel itchy in our skin, to look at stuff maybe we don't want to have to look at, but it will not change if you don't look it square in the face. The work has just begun. And one of the things about, you think about Nelson Mandela, you think about Martin Luther King, you think about Gandhi, you think about Mother Teresa, you think about Malcolm X, all of those people. And how do you hold on to yourself and your faith in the face of so much stuff? That's the important question. You have to go back to what you know. And I want to end my talk with you with this song. Do you remember a couple of months ago when we had that horrible, horrible day? There were so many fires all around us. And the sky was bizarre and the lights came on. Street lights came on at noon. And I was doing my daily walk and I went outside. The sky was just maybe a little shade lighter than me. And I saw people were so disoriented. and so disconnected. And I looked up and I thought, I can't see it, but I know there is sun. And there's so much stuff that's coming at us all the time. You got to go back to what you know. So I'm going to sing this one for you, and thank you for letting me be here with you.